Well, shalom and welcome to the second hour of to the 3 hours of Jewish soul music. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Well, we're coming up to a certain period where I often have a dilemma of what to play and what not to play. I don't know much Yiddish, but my mother used to say, "As du fragst de Schala is nicht kosher." If you're going to ask a question, the answer is always going to be, "No, it's not kosher." You know, the theory is, if you say to the rabbi, "Is this kosher?" If he says that it is and it isn't, in reality, then this is a problem for him. But let's say it is kosher. But if he says it isn't, no big deal. So he's always going to say no. And I asked several people whose opinions I respect. I've got all sorts of different interpretations. Well, one would say, just play chazonis. Another says, if you play chazonis, no instrumentalization, which is very, very difficult. Another says, play some of the services that I have that would be appropriate. But I've been doing that quite a bit for the past, several months ago, various davenings. I just decided that I'm going to do something very special the next 3 weeks. So if you're concerned, don't be concerned. You can tune in, and I'm sure you'll find it of interest. Okay? I'm betting on it, because I'm going to do it. In any event, let's get right to some of the prayers appropriate for the upcoming period, and we'll not be playing them, you'll hear the instrumentalization along with it. So let's start with the famous Leibel Waldman rendition, if you will, of Sarfe Malo.
Sarfe Malo zu akube muru. Toro viso sukhuro ote kisalem ooro ayev mina hoi chimi khwa Very
Label of Waldman with Sorfe Malo. Okay, we'll hear an equally appropriate and very, very strong prayer, if you will. I was told by my friend Rabbi Israel Gordon that when Kvartin recorded this, it had been a little period after a son of his had passed away. So when you hear the oys, those are not fake. They were very, very real. Zavla Kvartin with Tihir Rabbi Ishmael.
Hey Rabbi Shmuel Atzmoy, ve yizkir es Hashem b'silu etiyen, ve yuhulu lamuroim, ve yuhulu lamuroim, Visual me is to his level, Sabbatian. Venom loy. Give it all.
That was Zava Kvartin. Those first two selections from the Ten Martyrs, Asura Horoge Malchus for the Yom Kippur holiday prayers. Let's go on to David Bagley, Oz Bahaloch Yirmiyahu. Coming right up. Little technical problem. An easy one. Here we go. David Bagley.
Es brel te bride lach es brel.
No, 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 no. Okay, it's five.
Al kivrei avos venom 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 atzamos chavivos mo shochevos benechem benechem golu vatehem vatehem charevos veayem Yeah. Zechus avos Be'yeretz taluvos Go'u kulam bekinim Al chesron ebanim Dov ubikol yisachan ubonim Penei Zochareti lohem, lohem, beris, beris rishonim. Heim, heim miru chavodi besoho. ולא פחדו ולא ראו בועלים עיניי מהם ולא שבו ולא שבו ואיך אספר ספק על המרס על המרס לא זועק זועק אב המון
David Bagley. Okay, I did mention that I this is a couple times that in May I was in Hebron and at the Marat HaMachpelah and I noticed hanging on the wall in the upper level there was a banner, a large, beautiful banner in loving memory of Cantor Abraham Brun. It's B-R-U-N. They say it's pronounced Brin, but let's say the Brin is proper. It was dedicated by the Goldman family of New York. Avram Brin was born in 1909 in Lodz, Poland. His father and his grandfather wanted him to become a rabbi, but little Remmele only wanted to be a cantor, and he sang in the choir as a child. When he was 17 years old, he went to Vienna to study music and voice. We'll go to the Holocaust, where he was in Auschwitz, Mauthausen, and Ebensee. In 1945, he returned to Lodz, but then went to Israel, where he became the cantor of the great Central Synagogue in Haifa. He later came to the States, where he served as Chazan at Temple Beth El in Long Beach, New York. So this is a debut for cantor Avraham Brin. We'll begin with Yechadashehu.
Yehoshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ohaleinu, Ohaleinu, V'yale kol ha'amo, V'yish Yisrael. Yechad Shehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ohaleinu,
listening to a debut for me. This is cantor Avraham Brun. He was born in 1909. He died in 1998, 89 years old. That was 19 years ago. Let's hear Avraham Brun with Ritzei V'Hachliseinu.
Ritzei V'Hachliseinu Hashem Elokeinu mitzvoy secho ve mitzvas yom ashevi ve mitzvos yom ashevi ashabos agadol piakorosh hazeh ki yom
Okay, Avram Brin, another selection. This will be Anim Zmiros. Anim Zmiros. No, that's not the right one. That's the next one. This is Anim Zmiros.
Sweet.
Let's now get to Atzabehem. Now, I really, I have not played it over the years, but recently Netanel Hirsta came out with a very unusual rendition of Atzabehem, and now we have this one. God is in the heavens, he doeth whatsoever he pleaseth. Idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. As for their hands, they touch not. As for their feet, they walk not. They give no sound through their throat. They that make them shall be like unto them, yea, everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Okay, Atzabehem, and this is the last selection I'll be playing for from Avram Brin for a while. But there's a lot of others.
Regulem, veloi harekom.
Pretty good. Avram Brin, yes. I've had his albums. Folkways came out with three of his, and I certainly will be playing more of it in the future. Okay, Benjamin Muller. This will be Al Naharot Bavel on the Banks. There we cried.
Al-Naharot Babel Sham yashavnu gam bachinu Bezochreinu et על ערבים בתוכה תלינו כינורותינו משם שאלונו שובנו דברי שיר ותול עלינו שמחות Thank you.
et shir Hashem ala demat meicha. Shoni lechiki im lo eskerechi im lo ale et Yerushalayim al rosh imechaki Zechor Hashem Livenei Edom Et Yom Yerushalayim Et Yom Yerushalayim Ha'omerim Aru Ha'omerim haru
Okay, as you can tell, that was from a live concert. Let's go back to the Ten Martyrs and listen to a classic. This will be, let me just make sure I have everything lined up here. This will be Pierre Pinchek with Ella Escaror. Classic Pinchek. That was Ella Escaror from the Ten Martyrs, Asur Harugay Maluchot. Okay, I'm going to play two selections I haven't played in many, many years. somewhat appropriate. First, these will be two Yosler Rosenblatt compositions. This first one will be Yahrzeit. And I think in my presentation, I play this, him singing it live. And I think this was part of the Jazz Singer. He did sing one song for $10,000. In those days, that was quite something. Yosler Rosenblatt, Yahrzeit.
Sorfe malo zu akube mur.
Moshe Shulhoff.
Sorry,
Well, that is a composition by Moshe Schulhoff that was Kale Mole for the Martyrs of the Holocaust. Okay, I'm getting myself squared away, and we're going to go to Yossele Rosenblatt. Yes, I didn't want to forget that. This is your Zeit. Well, it was supposed to be your site, and for some reason or other, the CD is not taking. Try it one more time, and we'll call it a day if, for whatever reason, we don't get it. Here it is. Okay. Your site. Yossele. Okay, yes, that's Yusula. And this is a selection, I don't know that I played it in the last 10 or 15 or 20 years, but it's Kaylee Kaylee. It was one that he sang at many of his concerts, Yusula Rosenblatt.
Yeah. Kelly, l'amo va perni. Kelly, l'amo va perni.
Great, Yusla, and this is Charlie Bernhout. I'm just inviting you to tune in the next 3 weeks. They will be appropriate programs. Thanks for joining with me, and don't forget cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. And if you're not receiving the calendar, just let me know. You really should. It's got a lot of great information in it. Anyway, shalom, everyone.